Chapter 1. Books and business cards are different.
Well, my name is Mike Dominey. I'm here with Carrie Oberbrunner, and this is 18 Streams of Income. Your book is not a business card. We're talking about 18 Streams of Income, and we're just having a conversation. It's not a typical audiobook. We're going to be having a conversation. We're letting it roll, and you get the real raw conversation about the amazing content in this book. So I'm here with Carrie. Carrie, I'm excited to dive into this content with you today.
Hey, this is one of my deep passions. And yeah, in the introduction, we call it books and business cards are different. And with that, I said that business cards seek to inform while books seek to transform. And Mike, when I meet people, there's one thing that just makes my skin crawl. In the author space. It's when people say your book is a business card. And it just bugs me a whole bunch because in the introduction, we really jump in and we say, what's different between books and business cards? And there is quite a lot. Just to give people a little bit of examples, I mean, let me ask you, if you meet somebody at a networking event and they hand you business cards, you walk away with, 10 of them. What happens to those business cards in a week or two?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I have some in my desk here, but they're buried in the back of my drawer. And that's not even all of them. I'm sure the others have just gotten thrown away at this point.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, no one wants to be rude, but with business cards, yeah, we just usually throw them away. And I basically say that in this book, there's kind of a comparison. Business cards cost money. Books create value. Business cards are an expense. Books are an asset. Business cards get thrown away. Books last forever. Business cards decrease space in your pocket. Books increase influence, impact, and income. And business cards change landfills, but books change lives. And Mike, you've been around me and I've been around you for years now, but you've seen how I take a book and say, okay, if I really want to ignite souls, if I really want to change the world, I need to create this in multiple forms. And so the beauty of this book is that we're going to show 18 different streams, not only of income, but also of impact. And I think that's what's really exciting. You know, some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by a movement. So whether an author's here and they're saying, hey, you know, I really want to get rich. Here's what I think, Mike. I think money's not bad. And here's what money meant for me. Money meant doing what I love full time. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's some people that are like, oh yeah, I just want to make money for my book. There's others of us who say, you know what? I love writing and creating so much, but it's only a small piece of my life. It's only a small piece of my job. And if I could make more money, then I could do what I love full time. So that was kind of my story. And so whether authors are here saying, wow, you know, I didn't even realize my book could be a business, not just a business card, they're in for a real treat today.
This really is a signature teaching of yours. This is really how you built your brand. This is it's a core set of teaching that we have here in turning your book into 18 streams of income. I know I love the comparison to a business card because, you know, no, a business card hasn't changed anyone's life before. It's like, oh, this is, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to tell people about this business card. Said no one ever. And so I'm really excited to be able to dive into this content more. And I think already we're starting to see some paradigms start to shift, starting to see some minds changed and opening some doors to some bigger dreams and bigger thinking here through this teaching. So I don't know about you, Carrie, but I think I'm ready to get into it and check out some of these streams.
Let's jump in.
All right.